from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Pop luck to this, too.
Yeah, man.
Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Up in Braselton at beautiful Chateau Alon for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Good morning, Georgia!
Morning!
And a good morning and happy Sunday to all y'all in Lake City.
Over in DeKalb.
Yeah, Lake City.
And slow down when you drive through there.
Well, just slow down, period.
Slow down when you go there, because that place has been known, long known. If you go like an nth of a mile an hour over the speed limit.
Oh, so they...
Yeah.
They got a little bit of Tipton in them, is that what you're saying? Got a little Tiff County in them?
Hey, you go down. If you're supposed to stop, you come to a complete stop if you're going through that.
Now, Sam, we have talked about this beautiful location that we're at, and I sort of tease some of the places and some of the things and the prices and all that that you could check out, and I should say deals. I didn't give out any actual prices, but here's what I haven't mentioned. Are you familiar with the spa at Chastain? We're talking about the concert place a minute ago at Chateau Alon.
I know that it's there. I've not experienced.
You mean here?
Here. I know that it says yes.
Sam, you need to go on and look at what you can.
You been in there?
Oh, I've not been in there, but I'm thinking about it.
They put the robe and the cotton between your toes and all that carrying on.
That don't sound like a bad idea for a Sunday. Cotton between your toes.
Cotton between your toes.
Actually, it sounds like a Motown song.
with the cucumber on your eyelids and all that kind of carrying on.
Something Mary Wills would sing back in the day. Anyway, you got the spa treatment today. The full day spa packages, treatments, wellness, accommodations, all of that is here for you at Chateau Alon. So, again, it got something for everybody. And you would think that we would leave out, even though we're talking about winery from time to time, they got stuff for the kids here, too.
Okay.
So, from soup to nuts, when it comes to the family, Chateau Alon has everything for you.
Outstanding.
And, again, those, you know, you ain't got to go out of state to have that long weekend.
Yeah. And you know what's even better if you come up and stay here on the weekend when they're having racing at Road Atlanta, which is right around the corner.
Man, I didn't even think about that.
Right. If you come on the weekend when they're having racing at Road Atlanta, you know, hey.
You got something.
Okay.
You never know. You may run into Tom Cruise.
You never know who you may see over there.
That's where he trained for that movie, right?
Was it the one with
Paul Newman, the race car one.
Days of Thunder. Days of Thunder was a NASCAR movie.
I understand that. But it was a motorcycle one. He was training up here for.
Okay.
But NASCAR, I think he was maybe Atlanta Motor Speedway, but something. He was up here for something.
I remember seeing him at Atlanta Motor Speedway after the race down
and
there.
Speaking of which, we got Brandon Hutchison got to be coming on here soon, maybe next week.
NASCAR will be heading for AMS. They go to Darlington next week. Boy, a lot of cars got torn up.
We talked about that yesterday.
Late last night. And Harrison Burton, keeping it in the family, son of Jeff Burton, driver.
It was on the call.
It was on the call for him. So that was big that he survived all the carnage and got the win last night at Daytona. Always an eventful race. You don't know what's going to happen until the final lap.
You're right. But as you watched that race, it looked like there was a couple drivers that were going to have good days, good nights, if you will. And it didn't happen. So that always makes me wonder, what kind of mood was Michael Jordan in last night?
He was there.
I said, what kind of mood was Michael Jordan in last night?
Probably
after the
not
race?
Good because the wreck happened
saying.
And both of his cars were right there together.
That's what
the
I'm 23 saying.
23 and the 45 were caught up right in the middle of it and nowhere they could go.
So he cussed somebody out last night. I'm sure he did. And then got on his private jet and left them there.
Poof. Took off.
See, right? Y'all drive home. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. We head into the 7 o'clock hour. Whether it's a Saturday or a Sunday, we turn things over to Sam.
Yeah, once again, shout out to John Grant, friend of the show, and everyone with the Miak Swag Challenge. A great job. People came to town and had a really good time yesterday. Florida A&M with the win, 24-23 over Norfolk State. This was a better game than I was expecting. It really was. But Norfolk State came out and got off to a 14-0 lead. And then Florida A&M had to gradually reel them in and get back into the game. Good ball game was on ABC last night. Next year, the Miak Swag Challenge kickoff game will have North Carolina Central against Southern University. Okay, one other HBCU was in action yesterday. Delaware State went all the way out to Hawaii, and they lost 35-14. This game kicked off at midnight our time.
Right.
And so, you know.
Six o'clock their time.
6 o'clock, is that what it be?
Yeah.
6 o'clock in the evening, the next evening. How do they do that?
No, they're behind us.
Okay, that's right. So it was midnight our time.
Right.
And so they got a chance to go and have the experience, but Hawaii gets the win. SMU, talking about new ACC member, close call against Nevada, 29-24. So as we talked about Georgia Tech and the ACC that went over Georgia, over Florida State and what that means, that's another ACC team that was in action yesterday. One game that people were anticipating, Montana State beat with New Mexico. New Mexico State, I think a lot of people were wondering that would be like an upset. And it's like, once again, it's kind of like this game that's coming up, that Colorado has coming up this week against North Dakota State. It's that 1AA FCS team that really, you know, masquerades as that. They're really a group of five.
So you're saying really, it's kind of like what App State was doing to the Division I team
for years. You know, they're masquerading as something else. These dudes can go up and these dudes can play with you, right? You know, but they're going to come and pick up that check, right? You come, you say, well, we got this check. Won't you come play us? Yeah, they're going to come pick up the check, but they're going to take your lunch money, too, while they're down there and beat you. So that's something that happened yesterday as Montana State got that win. Greg, we got something.
Over the Fighting Brian Urlachers.
How about that? I promise we talk about this up at the top. NCAA has a committee proposing eliminating spring transfer portal window by next year.
Say that again out loud.
They're proposing eliminating the spring transfer portal window next year. You know, so you got a transfer portal window right at the end of the season.
Right.
When the season ends, it's recruiting time. Colleges have scholarships either for incoming freshmen or for transfers. And so we're doing that once everybody gets done for the season. That's one window. Then you have one after you have your spring practice. Guys see where they are on the depth chart. Man, I'm going to be second string. I'm going to be third string. Let me transfer somewhere. They're talking about shutting that window down.
Okay.
You know.
I want you to finish explaining because I got a question for you.
Okay. But that's what they're saying. They're recommending eliminating the 15-day spring transfer portal. And this is something they're talking about doing and adopting the measure that take effect as early as 2025, which could mean athletes looking to transfer before the 2025 season may have to do so during the winter portal.
Okay.
You know. And, who applaud this more than anybody else is the sports information people at the college
will.
Universities. You know, and the people and the people
books,
and
magazines.
The folks at Street and Smith, you know, they appreciate that because they can put that roster in there and they can print that publication and put it out there because they can't do it now.
No.
You can't do it now, you know, and matter Matter of fact, the game, I'm doing public address last night for the game, by the way. And one of the schools, I won't say which one, they sent about six roster number changes up that just changed that morning. I said, these dudes just show up.
A little addendum to the sportsbook.
And that's what this does. Right. You know, and I know the fans say, well, that don't make no difference to me because I ain't buying no program. I just want to see the ball. Great, you know, but as far as just, you know, having some type of guidelines, trying to put some type of rails on it, you know. But they're saying very, very well, this could, you know, it's going to cause some lawsuits. There's some people who are going to, you know, take legal. And that's something that the NCAA has really tried to avoid, is getting any type of, you know.
Well, that's what I wanted to ask you.
Yep.
Is this their last bastion of power over what's going on with the transfer portal? Because it seems like the shirtless, toothless NCAA seems to be being exposed at every turn. Last year we saw what they could or couldn't do to Jim Harbaugh and some other programs, and they just kept being called toothless and have no power. So now you're telling me that this is where their focus is now. And my question is, are they going to be able to do it? Are they powerful enough to get away with it?
That is the big question. That's the big question. How more than 3,800 players entered the transfer portal following the 2023 season. And that's the other thing. So you talk about that and what happens with it's continue to have the cycle during the spring. And so that's the thing. Do it in the winter. People go in the winter. And you see what happens. So that's the whole thing. That's the NCAA Division I Football Oversight Committee. And that's something that's out there that people are talking about. I think they're going to have a very difficult time pulling it off. But we'll see what happens.
If they do, what's that going to look like next year, do you think?
I mean, people are going to make their decisions and stick with them. And it won't be all this, well, I'll wait and see. I'll wait and see after the spring. You're going to make your decision a sound decision. Because there are a lot of people who transfer both times. They'll go to somewhere, transfer somewhere, try spring ball someplace. They ain't happening and bounce out to go somewhere else. But also now, I don't know how this works for the school because it's a two-way street. Mm-hmm. People forget, you know, if schools want to bring some guys in, they're going to say, well, we'll help you move on to where you're trying to go. So that's the other thing.
Let me ask you a question.
Because the schools better be sure about who they bring in, that they don't mind them staying there and being there.
For whatever reason, this phrase is popping to mind: restraint of trade. Right? You should be able to do whatever you want within business. And my question is: as we've watched this evolution of the transfer portal being used,
what's wrong?
Well, I just actually forgot my question because I was just
trying. You hate it when that happens.
I really do. I hate it when that happens. But because of the number of things that you laid out here, I'm trying to sort of pinpoint and figure out what this is going to look like, A, as you just articulated, but also, give me a second.
It's going to come.
We got a lot of stuff going on here, and my mind just went real quick here. My question just left me. If you keep talking, it'll pop right back. We only got a minute left here. I had a real good one for you. Teed it up.
Really?
But
we'll
it's
see,
a family affair.
See, the music is happening. There we go. Okay.
Anyway.
Speaking of family, we got family member coming up.
You hope?
No, family member coming up to join the show.
Well, Karen.
Right.
Karen Pustain. I thought you were talking about Stacey Ellis, who's going to be coming up here.
We got family members. This part of our family is coming up.
All right, our family. That was the part that was missing. I hate when that happens. I mean, I had a real good question for you.
Okay.
But we'll come back to that. It is Sam and Greg. We are out here at beautiful Chateau Alon, waving at the people as they come on in here, talking transfer portal and U.S. Open, which, by the way, tomorrow is your bucket list, right?
He's going to stop.
Who is that?
I don't know.
See, that's why I forget my questions, because y'all out here just talking to folks. Tomorrow is your bucket list, or excuse me, Monday is your bucket list
bucket
location.
List.
Monday at the U.S. Open. You always talk. Yeah, see, I remember that.
I'm not going to get to go there this time.
Yeah, anyway, we're going to talk to Karen Pustaina.
Be here in town hanging out with Caitlin.
That's what he was. We'll get back to that in a minute. Karen Pustaina.
Yeah.
Tennis Panorama joining us next. Maybe she can help me remember my question. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Sports Radio, 929 The Game and 929thegame.com. Here's Chateau Elan, the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Classic here on this beautiful Sunday morning. And Greg is out there working on his short game.
Yeah, I am.
And it is even shorter than that. Than what
well,
we
it's
saw.
Wet. It's wet. It's got some high grass.
It was an extremely short game.
I didn't get a chance to go out to the putting green beforehand.
Yeah, that's extra short.
Yeah. And by the way, we didn't mention, we are broadcasting in front of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
Yeah.
I hope I said his name right. Dave Pels.
Well, you're not. Well, Dave needs to come and rescue you from what you just
saw. Well, yeah,
saw
of course. I just, that's the first time I took a swing out there. It's all wet. I had
I'm
to, like,
saying,
check out the course.
That's what the man does.
Come on out there with me.
Not,
give me
not
a hole.
Here. Not as he,
I was hitting it into an electrical hole over there. I wasn't. It's not like it was a pin there.
You know, we have our family member on.
Yes, we do.
The show. And we played her walk-on music, and she's getting ready to have. She's already had a big week.
She's had a big year.
And the first tournament really hadn't started. But the best part of the tournament has already been going, and that's the qualifying rounds. And joining us now, previewing the U.S. Open, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama News. We're out here at the golf tournament, Karen, but great to hear you.
Morning, Karen.
Morning.
Morning. So you're in front of a golf school? Is that what you are?
Yeah, we're in front of, no, not just any golf school, the Dave Pels Scoring Game School.
That's Pels, not
Pels. Pels. Yeah, that's his.
Very wonderful Chateau Elan.
You been to Chateau Elan? She ain't been down there in Georgia, but a few times.
Yeah. You would enjoy this place, Karen.
Yes, you would.
You would enjoy it.
Yeah.
There's a spa and a winery and all kind of crazy stuff.
Yeah. But, yeah, getting back to the U.S. Open, yeah, this is qualifying week, qualifying tournament. Most people don't realize that there are a number of spots that are reserved for people coming through the qualifying tournament, and that was this week. And there were a lot of great matches, and there had to be a record turnout of fans to come to see the qualifying rounds, because it felt like a main draw day. It honestly did. It was just crowds everywhere. And also was free for fans to get into the U.S. Open. So I'm sure that was a big drawing card as well.
That's what I was going to ask
you. The big news here, of course, Jannik Sinner, yep, the number one player in the world.
Yep.
It came out that he had two positive steroid tests in March, but he's not being suspended because it was not intentional. He wasn't taking these things intentionally. They came as a result of 1/1,000,000,000 of whatever, a gram or even less than that, of an anabolic steroid that was in cream that his physio used to give him a massage.
Physiotherapist.
Yep.
That's what we heard. What are you hearing there in the media center? Because
no,
what everybody think of that?
This is the same thing I'm hearing. And Sinner had his pre-tournament news conference on Friday talking about it. And, it's very strange when something like this happens and you don't find out about it until so many months later. Normally, as soon as somebody gets tested and, steroid, it's out all over the place. How this was kept quiet is beyond me. But I have to give him some credit here. In his news conference, a lot of times, the tours will limit to one question about stuff like this nature. But Sinner was like, no, I will answer questions, even though I'm sure his team was probably cringing and saying, no, don't answer more than one question, give a statement and that's it. But no, he sat there and answered everyone's question. I give him credit for that.
Karen Pastana joining us here, Tennis Panorama, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, as we sit out here in beautiful Braselton at the Chateau Alain Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. I want to say that watching that tournament yesterday, it was strange in that because you had Skinner talking, and then right afterwards you got, of all people, Djokovic's response. He, of all the people, stepped up and was like, see, tennis, you got another problem on your hands. You guys aren't consistent with this. You're not consistent with that. So on and so forth. I just found that to be kind of strange that of all the people who spoke up first.
Your favorite.
It was this guy I just found it a little strange. Did you?
Well, did I find it strange?
That it was him,
all
people.
Not really, because he's not the only person that, is thinking this way. TFO was the first person asked during media day about this, and he said, there's nothing I can really say about it because he doesn't know exactly what has happened, but he said whatever the ruling is, it is what it is. And he's like, he has to concentrate on his own game, his own tournament. And so, so everyone's gotten this question. But most people have been like TFO and saying, I got to do what I have to do first. So.
Spending time on the waitfor.com hotline with Karen Pastana. Always great to talk with her. She is social. You can always follow it. Tennis News TPN, Tennis News TPN. Okay, now on to the court. And the players that are in. I'm looking at the first day of play. Boy, they got a lot of American players out there to play. Djokovic is playing a night session. Coco Gauff is playing on Ash. And talk about her week. First of all, getting on the Wheaties box.
Oh, yes. Yep. So many years ago, Billie Jean King was on the Wheaties box. So they had a bit of a ceremony on the U.S. Open grounds in the middle of the week. And they had the Wheaties box with Billie Jean King, a big one. And then they had the new one with Coco Gauff on the Wheaties box. And they were giving away these boxes to fans. And if I were a recipient of these boxes, I would not open them. Let them stay wherever to become collector's items. But big honor for Gauff. Very big honor for her.
And Serena got that, but after she had won 23 Grand Slam tournaments, they put Serena on one. And here's Coco. She's 20 years old, and she got the Wheaties box.
It's true because think about it. She's the top American woman. And the Wheaties folks are going to be looking at that more, you know. I mean, Wheaties is predominantly in the U.S., so that's my thinking anyway.
Karen Pistana,
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, go ahead.
And Noelle's listening back at the station because she dropped her new shoe this week as well.
Oh, mm-hmm. We got a really good segment coming up with Noelle, Karen. We got to tell you about. It got to do with shoes. Noelle's got something cornered over there. Again, Sam and Greg, Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com, with Karen Pistana, Tennis Panorama. What I was going to ask you about Coco is, we've been sitting here talking, and not once have we mentioned the bad taste she left in our mouth after the Olympics. And is that something that's going to be, you know, hanging over her head, at least for a little bit, as we start this U.S. Open?
I don't know if it's going to be hanging over her head, but to me, she's coming into the defend as the defending champion with not as much confidence as she could have coming in, and that I'm sure worries her and a lot of other people. That's my thought about. But yeah, the Olympics, and it was not just Coco who was having some issues at the Olympics, but a couple other Americans as well. And I was like, what is this coming from, people? It's the Olympic Games. Let's be happy.
Yeah, but they weren't carrying the flag.
Yeah, that's true. You have a point there. They weren't. But yeah, she's coming in kind of like on shaky ground in a way. And I don't know how she's going to bring her confidence back up, but that's what champions do.
Absolutely, absolutely. Ben Shelton is going to get to play on Stadium Court. Arthur Ashe, thoughts about him, where he's at, what he has the potential to do with this tournament. He really lit the place up last year.
Oh, yes, he did. And in probably one of the big matches of the day on day one is actually Shelton against former champion Dominic Thiem. Dominic Thiem is playing in his last year. He's had so many injuries the past few years that he's hanging it up after this year. So this should be quite interesting because you have Shelton, you know, booming serves, a booming kind of aggressive game, and Thiem who can absorb the power and use it back at him. Do I think Thiem has a chance in this match? Not really, but it should be really a lot of fun to watch.
You know, I remembered what I was going to say to Karen after. Yep. This just gets back to the Skinner thing we were talking about ahead of time and how uncomfortable it was for him sitting up there and the media asking him question after question. As Karen said, they usually only allowed one. Let's move on. But he sat up there. But one of the things that Karen said, he must have been making his Thiem nervous. And I was thinking to myself, hang on, didn't I read that he fired his Thiem? Or was it just most of them, Karen?
He fired two of his Thiem members. He fired his physiotherapist and one of his other, I think, massage dude or something. I can't remember the other specific. But two of them are gone, yes.
So not the entire Thiem.
They were fired. Yep, not the entire Thiem, just two of them. Technically his fitness trainer and his physiotherapist. They are gone. Yeah.
All right.
What are expectations for Naomi Osaka, if any, this week?
Oh, my goodness. Who did she draw in the first round but Yelena Ostapenko, the number 10 seed? She and Naomi probably hit two of the hardest hitting women on the tour. Somebody should have radar guns out for their ground strokes, not their serve. This is going to be some fun match to watch. Do I think Naomi's going to beat Ostapenko? In all honesty, I don't think so. She's not as consistent as she could be. And, of course, coming back from having a child, and she's not quite there yet in terms of, you know, her level of play. And Ostapenko, well, there are days Ostapenko can just blast anybody off the court, and there are days when she's losing to people she shouldn't. So, you know, in a way, it could be a toss-up, but really, I really think Ostapenko is probably going to win this one.
Sounds like she's got a little John Isner there.
Maybe so.
Yeah, no, John Isner. Yeah. Can we do something? We got a minute. Okay, we only got a minute left here. So we want to just get away from tennis for a second. We've been calling you family. You are a part of the show. You're part of the fabric of what we've done for years here. Am I telling tales out of school here when I say that I've heard you may be doing some television?
Yeah.
I am. I'm doing TV this afternoon.
Where can we see you at, Karen? Come on.
News Nation. On News Nation. I'll be on the air at about 2:45 talking U.S. Open, of course. With Anna Kuzman, who's the anchor for that show. So you'll see me on network TV this afternoon at 2:45.
And if you missed that, yeah. I'm sure you will take that clip and put it on your website, on your social media. So, yeah, we want to say congratulations.
Congrats on that.
Oh, thank you.
All right. Well, listen, we will check in with you next week, obviously. We got her here for the fortnight. Mm-hmm. So, Karen Pestana, Tennis Panorama, thank you as always. Enjoy your Sunday and enjoy tomorrow, because this is like one of those bucket list day things that Sam wants to be a part of if he can. Every Monday, the opening Monday of the U.S. Open, being up there.
I'm missing it.
I always tell everyone, come to the U.S. Open the first 2 days, because you'll see everyone. It's great days to go.
All right. Karen, thank you as always. Enjoy the rest of your Sunday. Coming up next, as we broadcast from Chateau Alon, we are going to venture into Noelle's world.
Oh, yeah.
No telling what she has got on her mind. Sam and Greg, outside of the Dave Pels Scoring Game School here at beautiful Chateau Alon for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. Sam and Greg, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9TheGame.com. Sam and Greg with you on this glorious Sunday morning. We're at Chateau Elan for the Jim Ellis Cars, the Charity Golf Classic. Some of the golfers are starting to arrive. Sun comes up here. And so glad you're spending some of your Sunday morning with us. My goodness, last night Atlanta United drops 1-2 out of Los Angeles. We're going to get into that next hour, a little bit more about Atlanta United, and we're hoping they were going to come back and get a win. Boy, for most of the match, they played solid, and then right there in the back half of it, gave up a couple of goals. And let's see what happens. They come back and get some work in this weekend, next weekend, take it on the road again up to Charlotte, and we'll see what happens up there. Some of the golfers, morning, how you doing? People driving in and getting a chance to play, getting ready to play in this tournament. It should be a lot of fun. But as always at this time, we like to check in with Noelle and get into Noelle's world. And I know you're excited because of what's about to happen tomorrow night here in town, Noelle. Everyone's talking about it with WNBA. An exciting week when we saw Tina Charles go into the record book as a number 2 all-time scorer in the league. And you know what they're doing, though? It's kind of neat because we're going to see some history tomorrow night. And I noticed that Maya Moore, I think, had her number retired.
Which was very
cool to see. And I think it was when Minnesota was playing Indiana, if I'm not mistaken.
I've seen pictures of it, but I didn't see who they were playing Indiana. They were playing Indiana.
Yeah, yeah. And the timing is so, people are coming out and they're focusing, obviously, on Caitlin Clark. But it's also a chance to do something, to do some history as well. And I think we're going to do that because we're going to see some of the 96 Olympic team kind of reuniting tomorrow night here in Atlanta. So that's add to a lot of fun and excitement as well.
Yeah, Dan Gass hit us with that little bit of information yesterday, and that is exciting. That's an extra. I think that'll be the third time I've been in the same building as Dawn Staley this year. I'm winning.
Yeah, you are. You know, she's been in town quite a bit. But then we talked about, you know, coaches who have populated this league, and we talked about Gino Auriemma and Pat Summitt yesterday. And now she is doing her share to really populate this league with products from the University of South Carolina.
Oh, yeah. She's going to be the next name under them as far as prolific NCAA women's basketball coaches. I mean, that South Carolina program is becoming what UConn is and what the Vols were for a really long time. That's where they're headed.
Absolutely. Well, what do you got? What are you paying attention to on this Sunday morning?
Man, well, I guess we'll kind of stay there for the moment because there's a lot of sneaker stuff going on this week, actually. You already kind of set me up with the new Coco golf drop earlier this week. Dang. One of the nicest tennis shoes I've seen in a while.
Yeah.
Friend of the show, Terrell Thomas. I know Saylor had a good week this week trying to peddle some dollars out of his pocket because the Angel Reese Reebok collection dropped. And let me tell y'all, this thing is nice. And she's kind of turning heads. She's already sold out one of the T-shirts. The T-shirt says, when they sleep on you, tuck them in.
Wow.
Say that again.
Wow.
When they sleep on you, tuck them in.
There you go, Angel.
Yeah.
Already sold out.
Wow. That's pretty impressive. That's pretty impressive. Yeah, and she's on Reebok.
Yep. This is her and Shaq's venture. I'm calling it a Angel Shaq collaboration.
Well, you know, they kind of did that, too, because, you know, Shaq was a little concerned about her, and he went down to LSU, and it's been someone that she was been able to communicate with, and he's kind of played that role in her life. So there's a little LSU connection going on there. Ain't nothing wrong with that. That's
no,
all right.
No, it's a great connection. I think especially, it's a win-win for everybody.
Especially if Shaq invites her to be in all them commercials he's doing. He's doing commercials with everything under the sun. I show up in a couple of them with him and collect a couple of checks. That wouldn't be a problem.
Well, I mean, we're getting set up to be the women's face of Reebok. I mean, I don't think Reebok's had a woman's face since Jane Fonda.
Well,
hang on, stop.
Jane Fonda.
Well, hang on a second. Jane Fonda was
when she was working making the workout tapes.
Doing those
the
videos,
workout stuff.
Workout
I didn't
videos.
Know she was with
wearing
them.
Reebok.
Yeah. Yeah,
ah,
it was she and
I learned something today.
She and Venus Williams probably. When Venus first came out, she had a massive Reebok deal.
Yeah, they tried to do
Jane
something
Fonda thing.
with Alicia Keys that didn't quite pan out. I actually tried to tell them that when they did it, but they spent the money. It was cool. we got body suits. We got wide leg pants.
What?
She showed up to her game last night in an outfit that the ladies can actually go get. It is a biker short and crop top bra set. I think together it's $100. It's silvery and shimmery. She looked real cute in it. I think we will too. I guess that's the idea. The unisex shirt is sold out. That is the when they sleep, tuck them in. So they'll probably make some more of those. They got a shirt for just the women only. Pretty, but she's a baller. So
these are in stores. You don't have to go online to get them.
No,
you
these are right stores. Now. They're on Reebok.com. They're probably trying to work their way into Lady Foot Locker right now. That's another brand that needs to revamp themselves. So they need to come together, merge together, and sell them some Angel Reese stuff. But I'm sure that's what they're working on right now, getting things more in stores. Because right now, Reebok, they're on the standalone stores. They have an outlet store, so that's not where you want this stuff here. So right now, you got to go to Reebok.com. They got to pull all that Reebok stuff out of Walmart and revamp the whole thing. But the Angel Reese stuff, you can't go to Walmart. Got to go to Reebok.com.
They got the Reebok stuff in Walmart?
You know, yeah, man.
Really?
You know what I'm thinking about? The CEO of Reebok, when he was watching The Last Dance, somebody had to, like, nail the window shut because Michael Jordan did nothing but talk about how he wanted to go with Reebok and what could have been. He said, oh, I love me some Reebok. That's where I wanted to go. And then it was Adidas was another one, and they couldn't get him.
Yeah.
Couldn't get him.
Yeah.
Anyway, what else is on your mind, Noel?
Let's see. What else we got? We have the lovely Asia Wilson. Her collection, her Nike collection, should be out soon. I think we're maybe 9 months away. I think it's a spring drop. So they're slowly spoon-feeding us some things of Asia. If you saw Dawn Staley during the Olympics, that visor she had on, that's Asia's logo. She's about the only person outside of Asia that has any of that stuff yet. So, again, Dawn Staley is winning, as usual. The new collection should have hats, it should have outfits, t-shirts, and shoes. And I bring that up because Nike has been kind of trying to slow feed us a bit with this Asia Wilson rollout.
Why?
And one of the
Why
things they've done, Nike usually takes a little longer for their releases, and it seemed like they're doing a really big build up with Asia.
I have a theory. What's around the corner where they could boost the prices?
You know, the holidays?
Yep.
It's going to be a little after the holidays.
No, I'm just saying. You start spending money then. I'm just thinking that would be a reason why, possibly.
They seem like they're not rushing because of what's happening with the WNBA, with the game, and all the hype that's been around it. So it seems like that's not really making
but
the
you,
rush to put it out.
Can you imagine
there.
The holiday gifts that are going to be under the trees that have representation of the WNBA this year because of the spotlight they've had?
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm just saying, that was just
a birthday gift. I've already seen a male birthday gift. He was gifted some Sabrina 2s. And that's the other reason that Nike's taking their time with Asia, because they already have Sabrina Ionescu on her second shoe, so they can kind of slow walk and kind of space them out a bit and get maximum energy and maximum profit from these two players. But Sabrina's shoe is jumping out the window.
Really?
Oh, see, yeah. Cool. You can make a custom version on Nike.com if you want to. There's already four different colorways of the new ones out. The Sabrina ones had all the NBA players without their own shoe wearing them last season. Sabrina Ionescu is kind of the hot thing in women's sneakers right now.
So that's cool.
This is what's going to happen. This is how we're going to lose her. Noel, this is exactly this is how we're going to lose her, yeah. Because people are going to start hearing her talk like this. Then next thing you know, some Nike rep is going to reach out to Noel. Oh, can I be on your show? I can tell you what's coming up around the corner. And her and Noel are going to be friends. And then somebody from Reebok will show up. Then somebody from another shoe. And then they're all going to be converging on Noel's cell phone, trying to get her to be that mouthpiece. And next thing you know, like Rashad Ritchie, God bless him, she's going to be gone.
No,
I hate this. We love you, and we want you to get there.
You think Rashad Ritchie got shoes? You think he got a shoe?
He got other stuff. He got the election around the corner. That was his wheelhouse, right? Yeah, so he gone just before the election. Noel, we love you, and we put you up here to get exactly what you're going to get. But this is how it's going to happen, Sam.
This is how it's going.
She's great at this, man. She's just like, she got me excited.
You can see it.
Yep.
So another one for Sam, a U.S. Open preview. Tomorrow, Nike will release a U.S. Open theme Nike Dunk. So it's mostly white. I think the swooshes are blue, and there's the sole is green like the court. And then the top of the tongue, they replaced the usual logo with the U.S. Open logo. It looks really nice.
Oh, sweet.
It's really nice, really clean, really subtle.
Okay.
The shoes that we've been watching this weekend, an alumni weekend all across the board, with all the teams are doing it, those special shoes, where do they go on sale? Is it going to be just through the clubhouse of the Braves or whatever the team? But they have all brought out special shoes. Are they going to put any of them on sale?
Well, usually do is they'll hire a custom person to do it. Like they'll hire the top-rated custom person. Like Mache or somebody like that, and they'll create something just off of their dome. Usually after that, they'll donate them either to MLB or to some type of charity or something like that.
Yeah, so either I wondered if somebody was going to try and sell.
That's when you try to parlay that into getting your own trainer like Noel Lyles. That's when you start beating the table to I want a trainer.
yeah.
That's how it starts.
He's been kind of quiet lately.
What?
You can catch him in the tide,
you know. Yeah, okay. He's all right. He's got his things going on.
And then heading into football season, it's the last one. Heading into football season, I don't think we'll see this shoe until February, but it will be the return of the original Deion Sanders trainer. It will be the Atlanta Falcons colorway. You're going to see it everywhere listed as the 49ers colorway. We all know that is not true. It is the Atlanta Falcons colorway, and it will be back in February, just in time for us to go to the Super Bowl? Question mark? I don't know.
Hey. That's what we're hoping, because we got some defense this year.
Yeah, buddy. So if y'all want to know what's about to be in my closet, I kind of just laid out the run for the month.
Okay. So, now, where are you going to find these? Where are you going to track these down?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if you can tell where you're going to be looking. Because
we got to sit down and do this.
Yeah.
Because we're putting pressure on her now by saying
she can't
it publicly.
Give away all of her spots.
So we have to work this. This is going to be a segment. We might as well just tell the audience now. Sometime down the road, she's going to have another segment, and we're looking forward to it. Right?
Yeah.
And so we got to evolve the show, and Noelle keeps bringing us stuff, and we love her for that.
Yep.
And so, you know, we're gonna talk this through, and we're gonna incorporate it in the show, and you know, I don't want to put her on because like we got a million questions for her, but you can tell she's kind of parching her words there. So a little bit. Noel, Sam is sitting over here waving like he's the queen to everybody driving by.
I'm just waving to people.
I know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I know we're
neighborly. These are our neighbors. Hello, neighbor.
We get that gym dance thing ready.
We got to give us the thrill of victory.
All right. I want to thank you. We haven't heard from any representatives of Jim Ellis. We hope that, like Stacy, we talked to her last year. She'll come and join us. I know they do a thing at like 8:40, so maybe it'll be before then, maybe afterwards. But we're going to talk to some folks at Jim Ellis as we sit out here in beautiful Bradenton at Chateau Alain in front of the Dave Pell Scoring Game School for the Jim Ellis Charity Golf Tournament. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games and a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their 6 pools on 3 different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy day beds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.